out there where the ditch was, you know, now in a stock pond. They went out there, he drew them off and the colors of them, everything, and they picked them up and got the sand out of the holes, and he put them on his neck and wore them about 40 years the rest of his life and never had another spell.
Is that right?
And he said there wasn't nothing in those beads. Only the Lord tried his faith. I got the beads yet.
Is that right?
Yes, I'll show them to you before you leave. Right. And they come down here from Jackson and make pictures of them. They took two different times. They made pictures of them. And they said them beads were probably made 2,000 years before Christ. Now, a lot of people don't believe in stuff like that, you know, but I've seen too much myself, you know, in life. There are things you can be warned. You're going to have a hunch to do certain things. You better not go against it. You better go on like it. You get that hunch, you know, to go, you know. Well, I've always followed that way, you know. In a way, somebody's shooting. They kill deer here at night, you know. You have deer at your place.
Yes, sir.
Well, and he raised 5 children, 2 boys and 3 girls. And they all went over 90, except my youngest sister. She was 76. My brother, 70. My brother was 97 and a half, and the other sister was 93, and my other one was 9 months over 100, the last one that died. He died in April. Yeah. And he raised us. I was 2 years old, no, a year and 10 months old, when my mother died, and I can remember. And remember well from 2 years old, all that ever happened around my place or what. And the things that are said and done, you know. And he raised us without a doctor, without another mother. He used herbs.
What'd they use them for?
Huh?
What'd he use it for?
Whatever happened to you. Just whatever you...
What were some of the different kind of things he'd make with herbs?
Well, a traveling man come through and showed him 63 different herbs, you know. And then I used to make his medicine, you know, for him, you know, before when he was old. Well, he's as feeble as 70 as I am now, you know. He was only about 81 when he died. And my children, we children learned our own way of working, you know. And my sisters, they used to make all the wedding dresses here. They had no mother to teach them, but they picked it all up. And my brother was a carpenter and a brick mason, a bridge builder or anything, you know, well, in his life, you know. And he was very active. Well.
How many brothers and sisters did you have? How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had one brother and 3 sisters. Outside, an infant died way back, you know, 1875 it was, way back. He said he had an Indian friend. He come in and borrowed his rifle. And he said the Indian brought his rifle back. He said, "Tenapo,